Blog Talk Radio.
Cat among men, rhymes messianic blood whipping from my pen. Child of the sun, souls in a mist, channel spirits with my drum. Sankoma in the forest, healing in the wings of the great god Horus. Spear in the shield, kneel to the great souls praying on the hill. My cloak made a sheet, my words shift nerves to together when I speak. I'm Malcolm X on a beat when I teach, raise the dead from the sleep, walk with me. Healing crystals in my ring, coronated by the people, crown king, who am I? Alpha and Omega, my name in the book of life, scribbled in a ledger. Lord of love, king of kings, ruler over everything, Shaka Zulu. Cause I'm a curvy, soldiers for the line, yellow Huru. Black face, black stab, black man, spook to your Rugu. Shaka Zulu. Bum, 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 bum. On the scales of my eyes, hope the feather don't rise, curse Ammon. My throne in the middle of the sky, dwelling flesh, I'm disguised, goddammit. Command a djinn with my tiger's eye, never die, kiss me in the whirlwind, carving. Cause I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy, bang Bob Marley. I walk with the lion, standing tall on Mount Zion, sick 'em. Watch stars like the Dogon, Malay swore chief on my Hogan, yes! Poke holes in your voodoo doll, jungle man known as a Zulu child, dig it! Cricket tents immerse, smoke cover in my hut, what a blur! Ah! Shaka Zulu! Lord of love, king of kings, ruler over everything, Shaka Zulu! Cause I'm a curvy, soldiers for the line, yellow, Uru! Black face, black stab, black man, push to your rugu. Shaka Zulu. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Fire for them. Fifth child, holla back, grit style. Feel nigga in all this bum book now, nah, man. We love.
I'm a little feel nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring my fireman, burning up your soul. When me fighting with me people and such a heavy load. I'm a little feel nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring my fireman, burning up his soul. When me fighting with me people and such a heavy load. Donovan, Donovan, man, we come free rumble. Two shot from Glock, watch a cracker, them fi stumble. Steel pun this set, watch a pussy boy humble. Rough like a lion and me king in the jungle. Big up ganja hustle up, me nice in the bundle. King chatter lyric and the Babylon tumble. Follow Babylon when the towers them fi crumble. Man now we cool, so we set by example. Me mash it up, watch a big gal limp. Be trampled, bust enough shot from me big black rifle, me mash it up. Look at pussy boy, them still humble. Black power gangster, Babylon we rumble. King with the crown and the crown we no fumble. Stepping out the back was on the land, man you stumble. Creeping out the dark, Philly pick get a shot too. Slave master murder when I feel niggas spot you. Me hot crew, come with maroon now we go rock you. Set up on this rhythm, king be hot proof. We pull it up and mash it up. Now who be hot man and not you? Enough blood to run when the black got to come through me mash it up. King and all the world fully loaded. Flex on this set now, man, we are go hold it. Come like Napoleon, a Roman, them a stole it. Turn up a notch, Lord King can't control it. Little feel nigga from an underground road. When me spread them black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, we bring my fire, man, burning up. got me soul. Bro. And me fighting for me people and such a heavy load. I'm a local field nigga from an underground road. When me spread them black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, me bring my fireman, burn up your soul. When me fighting for me people and such a heavy load.
I'm a five-star general, chemist in a dish. Crackers best fit ducked down when I raise my black fist. Field nigga be the king and the king be guarded, man. Sit my crown to the side cause I reside in the ghetto, fam. Holla black at the guard now. Where your other telling me friend pissing out your mouth, clown? Snitching to the pigs again. Now run, go tell him I turn on the hell on the mind and we coming for my mom again. Black too big and sit too big with field nigga, that my friend. King sign me the black dragon from a land of Asiatic. Drop some facts and mathematics. Let's get free, cross this attic. Justice serve no cave boys. Black power through your hood, black power gangsters. Banging on you, pack the woods, man. Coming out of that, stop, drop and roll. Knock you out your hoodie, shoes and socks, your bowels lost control.
I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. With me spreading black facts like a poisonous cold. With me up, we bring my fireman, burning up your soul. With me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. With me spreading black facts like a poisonous cold. With me up, we bring my fireman, and burning up your soul. With me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. Spreading black facts like a poisonous cold. With me up, we bring my fireman, burning up your soul. With me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load.
Hey, Debbie, take that. That's for you, boy. Where you say? Eh? You know, I ain't nothing rude, boy. Where you say? All right, get the wood out your mouth. Fuck your mama, bum bucka.
I'm on my Huey P, Bobby Seale, Eldridge Cleaver, political activist. Today grant freedom to Mumia, Geronimo Pratt, returning from combat. I react, my fists high, all power to the people. Black beret, match these boots on the ground, ain't no secret what I'm reppin'. I'm a walking billboard, RBG it. I'm the mayor of the ghetto, Punchy Carter. I give you these raps like H. Brown. I go harder, moving smarter, COINTEL, pressing charges since Hoover was in office. And the mission was to put all of our leaders in the coffins, left us with messy Jesse, middle fingers down, sharpton, and I don't usually cuss, man, but fuck Charles Barkley, this one for little Bobby and Fred Hampton, Fleto Drumgo, John Kleskett, and George Jackson. Ain't no Latin, killer pig, we call it Soul Daddin. I'm an artist, Emory Douglas, these graphics is propaganda. Ain't no Wakanda dedicated just to the Black Panthers, cause black power's my motherfucking anthem. Get your hands up, understand, my niggas active in the streets. Every fashion, free food for the hood, plus we monitor the traffic, keep an eye on lights flashing, meaning cops harassing. No more probable cause, just baiting you for a reaction. Listen, I'm sick of these crooked ass politicians. I can't even drink the water in my city, but who the victim, huh? They looking at me crazy. I think they sleeping on me, time that they awaken. They waiting, the spot's still vacant. Guess I'm the black superhero in the making. Said ain't no killmongers, it's real hunger, see what it feel like. Ain't no spaceships in my hood, nigga, this real life. Vibrating you through these speakers, watch as I build mine. The technology that I'm using, they never will find. Futuristic flavors I'm creating as I pen lines. I'm here forever, yeah, my name is inscribed. When they ask me who I do it for the tribes. I just tapped into their frequencies, I hope they feel my vibes, huh? Oh my, I won't lie, feeling exhausted like pipes. But I'm committed till we all get it right. Get in line, out of order, flow distorted, synthesized. Pick a side, race first, or urbanized. Genocide, gentrified, steady victimized. Shift the mind, give them that royal feeling inside. We on the rise, I go hard till I meet my demise. Let you decide what you gon' do. Them chickens finally coming home to roost. Malcolm X said it, this is part two. Centrifuge, interviews over interludes. I refuse to lose, fuck the red, white, and blue. This is Marcus Garvey inspired, I represent my youth. Black and proud, what are you? They looking at me crazy. I think they sleeping on me, time that they awaken. They waiting, the spot's still vacant. Guess I'm the black superhero in the making. They looking at me crazy. I think they sleeping on me, time that they awaken. They waiting, the spot's still vacant. Guess I'm the black superhero in the making.
I create these royal compositions, ain't no competition held in our regards. Conversing with the gods, every sentence opposition, camouflage, blend the message in the beat, no facade. My collage that I'm crafting is the classic, no mirage. Yeah, you see it, you hear how they applaud. Who needs to prove I'm craving power, oligarch? Who knows what's talk? Ain't got shit on what I'm building around these parts. 40 days, 40 nights, I've been swimming with these sharks. Yeah, I'm soaking in the spirits of the drowned souls existing in the trenches. Didn't make it to America, don't know if they exist. It's lost royalty for these libations in the honor. Repatriation destination Ghana. We prospering, so gonna make a choice, my naga. I've been looking to this tire, RBG, I swear, I promise I'ma make it to the motherland before your boy are gone until then. I just drift away in clouds of marijuana. You can barely smell the sage as I medicate. Take one to the face, you be amazed. Watch me levitate. You can barely smell the sage as I medicate. Take one to the face, you be amazed. Watch me levitate. You can barely smell the sage as I medicate. Take one to the face, you be amazed. Watch me levitate. I'm at 40,000 feet. Clouds surrounding me. Journey on this trip. Flight control. We're almost at our peak. This is cruising altitude. Check the way I ride the beat. Black and proud, say it loud. Yeah, with no apologies. Time to feast. I've been in there cooking. Check that pot of grease. Tried to tell them, bring me molding minds like it's pottery. How to see. Teeth but still drop bangers. Come and fight with me. Sessions turn to lessons. Come, let's venture on inside the sea. Properly formatted. This grammar that I've gathered be so graphic, so I added. Ingredients easier for your palate to digest. This is food for thought. Just listen to the ballad. I confess. I'm here to prove a point, let's make it valid. It's enough rappers that's trapping, so I felt we need some balance. Working hard to prompt and callous, but still I accept the challenge. Fill my chalice till it's filled over. Welcome to my palace, oh my king shit. Royalty and access has been granted. You can barely smell the sage as I medicate. Take one to the face, you be amazed, watch me levitate. You can barely smell the sage as I medicate. Take one to the face, you be amazed, watch me levitate. Say you can barely smell the sage as I medicate. Take one to the face, you'll be amazed. Watch me levitate, levitate.
Black power, black power, black power. Welcome to another episode of the Black Survivor Die Series, broadcasting live every Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, by the host and founder, National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, under the leadership of our five-star general, General Taka Wolfgang Shakur, and the National Deputy Field Marshal, a new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and the auspices and leadership. National Chairwoman General Crystal Muhammad. I speak to none other than our warrior educator, our modern day dragon in the flesh, Minister King Samir Shabazz. That phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Want to begin this class until our National Minister of Defense joins the class with a open reading of Inyasai Sim, the Calendar of Revolutionary Daily Thoughts by Jenga, Dr. Baba, and Wally Cablemani Baruti. We are here on November the 6th, 2019, the sixth day of the 11th month in the year 2019. So looking at the Knowledge Month on the Equality Day of the Knowledge Born Year. And equality is still equal in all things, in all aspects pertaining to your life, in all things that are apropos to those things that are within your circumference. So we're going to deal equally in regards to Black Survival. This Black Survival Die series, we are going to deal in equality. We're going to deal equal in all aspects today. So we're going to begin with this reading from Inyaa Sasem. African political thought is expressed both in oral literature and in thoughts and actions of the people. Thus, a great idea of philosophical material is embedded in the proverbs, myths, and folk tales, folk songs, rituals, beliefs, customs, and traditions of the people, in their art symbols, and their socio-political institutions and practices. And that is a quote from Kwame Gyekye. Here's Baba's explanation. Proverbs reflect the accumulated wisdom of a people in a way that all people can understand it. They give individuals that need what they need, other people's ways, whatever their age or intellect. These wise words are some of the most sophisticated ways of thinking and creating better thinkers by challenging them to find a deeper meaning in what they say and do. So, we must ask ourselves what kind of mind evolves into a reality where proverbs are a normal part of an everyday conversation. What kind of mind is produced in individuals who think in proverbs? So, proverbs are the product of a calm, settled people. They come from a people who readily take the time to think enduring thoughts. It's the art of continuously thinking. Unlike logic, which can easily be used for good or evil, all proverbs are designed to develop the individual's intellect, something understood in a communal, obligatory society as a benefit to the community. Affirmation, I study proverbs to fathom my people's wisdom. Affirmation, I study proverbs to fathom my people's wisdom. Affirmation, I study proverbs to fathom my people's wisdom. That was a reading from Inyaa Sasem, A Calendar of Revolutionary Daily Thoughts by our Jinga Living Ancestor, Baba Doctor, and Wale K. Bumani Baruti. You can get that book and all of his other books www.akabinhouse.com. So when we are contemplating these proverbs, when we're talking about the accumulation of African people's wisdom over a period of time, we find that our ancient and recent ancestors left instruction, encoded language, encapsulated in small sound bites throughout time immemorial for us to uncover and get back into the modality of thinking of our genetic descendancy. This is a part of our inheritance. So when we look at this from the aspect, today being equality, and one of the avenues of approach of arriving with the set ability to deal in equality is to look at it from a perspective of culture, freedom, and wisdom, all being born to equality. So if we looked at the sum total of bringing together a cultural freedom and the set application of expressing that cultural freedom through wise words and wise ways and actions, this is one aspect of role to deal with and build in equality. So we have aspects of our life where we are at a deficit in regards to the totality a liberator seeking to liberate African people, and African people seeking to be liberated by its fighting force. There is a deficit. We do not deal in equality in these aspects that are apropos to what we purport to stand on in regards to African liberation. Be it be the African liberators or the Africans seeking to be liberated by these African liberators. There is no symbiotic relationship. There is no support system. So we find ourselves at a mental, emotional, psychological, and psycho-spiritual deficit in regards to the capability and the manifestation of wise words, wise ways, and actions of a culture of a people who is seeking to be liberated, a culture of a people who is seeking to decimate their enemies, both foreign and domestic, a culture of a people who are walking that line of liberation. So if we look at this cultural degree in the knowledge, culture degree in our lessons, a question is asked, why do we run Yaku and his mate Devil from the root of civilization over the hot Arabian desert to the caves of West Asia, as they now call Europe? So when we look at this question, we begin to break it down in a myriad of parts. Why? Why? That is the most common question asked by the 85%. Why? And in why, in us having an understanding that why equals self, meaning you have the set ability to answer your own questions, we look at why. So as we were relating to these proverbs are used to cause a spark in the mind and set off a systematic approach to what else is happening. Why is my attention being called to these particular aspects? Why did, in this case, denotes past tense, something already accomplished? Do we find ourselves in a position of having to repeat this history and do this again? Why did we? Who is we? Who is we? Who are we looking at in regards to this pronoun? Who is the identifying force? Who? In regards to we, why did we? Some of us seek to exclude ourselves from the we and leave the job of we to those who identify as we. Again, as I just spoke about, the breakdown in communication, the breakdown in responsibility, the breakdown in the symbiotic relationship between the African liberators and the Africans who are seeking to be liberated by this fighting force who is the African liberators. So when we look back at this time in history that is being made plain, with Yaqub and his maid Devil being run from the root of civilization, we are looking at the question and the answer. But first, we must contemplate the question. This is why we're dealing with this culture degree as we arrive from this culturally free perspective, not a culture of bondage, not a culture of oppression, not a culture that is not befitting of the lineage that we descend from. Not a culture that's befitting of a cultural connection or lineage that we ascend back to. That's that true Jacob's ladder that you're looking at in regards to seeing angels ascending and descending. How are you going to be received back in your ancestral lineage and realm when you depart from the physical sight? Will it be a tumultuous journey, or will it be an ascension worthy because you did everything within your power for African people?
against our enemies, both foreign and domestic. Are you prepared to take a part in a we? Why did we run, not walk, not crawl? Look at this systematic modality of operating, of thinking. Why did we run? Run. So that means that there was, this operation was in full tilt. This operation was ongoing. This was an ongoing process of forward progression towards expelling Yaqub and his made devil from the root of civilization over the hot Arabian desert to the caves of West Asia, as we now call Europe. Why did we run? Who did we run? Yaqub and who else? His made devil. So now look at what was transpiring in a space where there was peace and harmony. In a place where there was peace and harmony, there was devilishment going on. And peace is the absence of confusion. So war is prescribed to ensure that there is no confusion amongst the enemy in our allies. So wherever we found this Yaqub or his made devil, we were charged with the duty and responsibility of running it out from among us, running them out from among us. We're dealing with Yaqub and his made devil civilization right here in the house and smells in North America and all over the planet Earth. Where is the we in that regard? Where is the we that will run these motherfuckers from the root of the civilization over the hot Arabian desert? Run them. As our Baba, beloved ancestor, Al-Hajj Malik El-Sabaz, Brother Omawali, formerly known to the world, or commonly known to the world as Minister Malcolm X, said in The Black Man's True History that when we ran Yaqub and his made devil over the hot Arabian desert to the caves of West Asia, as they now call Europe, he said that they would march them 2,200 miles from the root of civilization during the hottest points of the day and during the cool periods. They would rest, chain them, took everything from them except this apron. So you saw the apron, fig leaves in the book of Genesis, and you believe the apron, fig leaves in the book of Genesis. However, you don't look at what the significance is, because you have confused the we with this we, as if this is your beginning. That the Adam and Eve story is your beginning, African. And that you were not the expeller or the expeller from the garden with the flaming sword that they attributed to the cherubim that turned in all directions. So this is why you don't understand the power and capability of your sword today. So we're looking at this expulsion of Yaqub and his made devil. Because they start making trouble amongst righteous people. Because they, Yaqub and his made devils,
started making trouble amongst who? The righteous people. Who are you if you are not operating at your optimal state of righteousness? There's a prefix, unrighteous. So if wisdom is wise words and wise ways and actions, what is foolishness? So you can speak foolish words and exhibit foolish behavior, foolish words and foolish ways and actions when you are operating in a space that is unrighteous. So anything goes. So this is where we are, and I see our national minister, Defense of Black Riders Liberation Party, is in the building. The national deputy field marshal, Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. So I'm going to curtail what I was about to get into and hear what our warrior educator has for us on this evening. These technical difficulties have been great, but we have sojourned, and we have sojourned akin in the manner of our warrior educator who has walked this path unapologetically and never, ever, ever allow anything or anyone to dissuade him from his path, his position, or his post for the liberation and salvation of African people. Come hell, high water, deception, trauma, kidnapping, assassination attempts, he still stands strong as one of the truest and one of the few that are left here in our physical sight to galvanize, properly direct that African insurrection spirit that is needed to fix yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some of the others. Warrior, educator, warrior scholar, the black dragon of this generation, Minister King Samir Shabazz. Black power.
Black power, black power, black power, black power. A BB Fahodie, warrior salute. African liberation for the black nation. Thank you for listening, family. I know I've been missing in action, but I've been here. I've been here through the wisdom, through the knowledge, the wisdom, and the supreme understanding of Almighty God Himself, knowledge born Allah, peace to the God, and thank you for continuing this class of vitalness. As I always say to y'all, and this is my word, man, as I always say to y'all, this is not about King Samir. This is not about King Samir doing all the talking, all the teaching, and all the building. I'm not about that. I deal in equality. Show and prove my love from my understanding. So I've been dealing with some things that's been keeping me tied up, but just know I'm cooking in the laboratory. Cooking in the lab, you dig? So I've been listening to the bill of tonight. And I want to add on. I was going to go into some survival stuff tonight, but timing is of the essence right now. You know what I'm saying? So Just know next Wednesday, next week's class, we'll be right black at it. We'll be right black at it. Because we're coming into that time. They're talking about impeaching Trump. His whole damn office is falling apart. The White House is falling apart. The white man is falling apart. The white race is falling apart. Goddamn white power is falling apart. So the fall of America is right before our very eyes. I want to give a strong black power salute to the Black Riders Liberation Party from the general on down. A strong black power salute to the new Black Panther Party under the leadership of the bold, cold, strong black woman, Crystal Muhammad. From the Central Committee on down, black power. And I want to thank you for listening. Every week, you are right here with your pen and your pad. So I salute you for being here. Now, let's get down to the lesson. It said, because they started making trouble amongst the righteous people, telling lies. Oh, damn. Now, if we go to the good book, if we go to the Bible, where Jesus told the cracker so-called Jews that ye are of your father, the devil. You are the master at murder and the father of the lies. You are a liar from the beginning and father of the lies. And there is no truth in you. So for all of you who constantly fall victim to the damn venomous tongue of this venomous damn two-legged snake, you have fallen victim. You've been hypnotized by the venom. See, this snake makes the venom sweet for you. Huh? But it's still poison. It's still killing you. Whether it kills your ass fast or kills your ass slow, family, it is still killing you. So we have become comfortable. We as black people have become comfortable with taking in poison, slow deafing ourselves, and we create the most stupidest excuses on why we're killing ourselves. All because we have listened to a lie from the father of the goddamn lie. From the master liar who started causing trouble amongst the righteous. Does that mean trouble didn't exist? Does that mean everything was just peaches and cream? Hell no. But nothing is like when the white man came and taught us how to slaughter one another, how to fight and kill one another. This is what he did. Huh? Taught us how to just look at each other with such hatred because he started making trouble amongst the righteous. Huh? Oh, you know this brother slept with your wife? You know your best friend slept with your wife? And we already knew not to covet thy neighbor's wife. Huh? We already knew these things. We didn't need no damn Ten Commandments. Whether they were Ten Crack Commandments or Ten Cracker Commandments, God damn it, we didn't need them. We already live accordingly to our culture. And our culture is God. That's our culture, God. That is the essence of the original man, God. So the liar making trouble, telling lies, accusing the righteous people, causing them to fight and kill one another, accusing them. See? An accusation was made. No facts, no proof, no research was necessary. This cracker was a masterful, deceitful bastard. Wickedly deceitful. See? Yaakov, the father of the devil. But Yaakov was an original man. So if Yaakov is the father of the devil, this makes you, black man, the father of the devil. This makes you, black woman, the mother of the devil. Because we are the fathers and mothers of civilization. So anything in creation of the original man's mind belongs to the original man. Oh, damn. Now we got to talk about some accountability. Huh? But in this lesson, we're talking about, if you really pay attention to the lesson, this particular historical lesson is a lesson of separation. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, prayer is better than sleep. To teach a man prayer is righteous. But separation is better than prayer. And to teach a man separation is to teach that man life. So let's look at it. The root of civilization is in the Arabian Desert, the holy city of Mecca, right? So we took from them everything. And I want you to add on to this as well, God, this particular part right here. We took from them everything except their language. Uh-oh. Now, here it is, the righteous is removing the evil from the circumference, making the evil walk over the hot Arabian desert for 2,200 miles. Barefoot. Huh? This is why in their secret societies, they do what's called crossing the hot burning coals or the hot burning sands barefoot to remind them that the original man removed them from the holy city because they was causing trouble, causing the righteous to fight and kill one another. We took from them everything. Even right here in 2019, you took the white man's culture. You took the white man's character. You took everything. And unfortunately, in this day and time, we have even taken their language. So if we go to the 1-36, God, it says, my uncle could not speak his own language. The original man could not speak his own language. The African Americans could not speak their own language. Due to 500 years of slavery, suffering, and death. Due to the chain, the swine, and Christianity, we could not speak our own language. But we took from the devil everything except their language and made him walk every step of the way. And trust and believe, quite many of them did not make it across that hot Arabian desert. Did not make it to the caves and the hills of West Asia, as we now call Europe. A lot of the damn dogs didn't make it. They caught mange and shit. Parvo and all kinds of sick ass diseases. Huh? Dehydrated. Starving. Oh, it was not a peaceful march. It wasn't peaceful at all for these bastards. But we took everything from them. Stripped them of everything except their language. Why didn't we want their language? Why didn't we take their language? Because we knew and understand that their language was a grafted language. Because we were dealing with a grafted people. Is this to say we took on their sins? I'm going to say yes, because I deal with what's right in front of my eyes. And when I look at the state of the black man in America, sin, 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 sin. Huh? We're in a world of sin. We're in a habitation of devils. So if you're in a habitation of devils, are you expecting righteousness to come from the devil? Well, this is why the lessons told us that there is no mystery God. Huh? So if you're searching for righteousness in the devil, you might as well be searching for a mystery God. We made his ass walk Huh? Wasn't no damn chariots. Wasn't no goddamn genie rugs, Aladdin rugs. Wasn't no bikes. Wasn't no motorcycles. Wasn't none of that. Made his ass walk 2,200 miles. He went savage and lived in the caves and hills of Europe. Savage is one who has lost the knowledge of himself and who is living a beast life. So we're talking about the separation from the righteous and the unrighteous. So if we could make this cracker walk 2,200 goddamn miles to take his wicked ass away from us with all of his wickedness, with all of his deceitfulness and his trifling ass behavior, anytime Moses said, Moses said, man, look, I'm going to paraphrase it. He said, man, look, just give me 300 bombs. No, he said, give me 300 shafts of dynamite and let me do what it do. Because these goddamn people are so unruly. There is no civilizing them. This is why he had to sleep in a ring of fire when he went to the caves and hills of Europe. To protect himself. Because these people were so vile. So gory and just wicked. No civilization whatsoever. Just goddamn wild animals. Wild, pale-skinned dogs. So when we're talking about separation, we have to go to this particular lesson. Peace to the God for bringing this forth. Because the state of the black race today, we must separate. There is no other goddamn alternatives other than one. The complete annihilation and destruction of the white race. That's it. Freedom or death. That's it. There is nothing else left but to separate. I know you don't want to let these white bitches go. I know you need your white cookie. Huh? I know it. Sister, I know you need Robbie all up inside of you. Because you're such a goddamn bed witch. Brothers, I know you need Becky all over top of you. Because you're such a damn weak-hearted faggot. We must separate. I know you still want the white man's approval. I know you still got to get a goddamn passport to go to Africa. And if you're on child support, if you're on parole or probation or anything tied with government fines and all that bullshit, it is emphatically impossible for you to get a passport to go to Africa or anywhere else for that damn matter. But we're talking about Africa. How the fuck do we need a passport? A fucking stamp from a fucking cracker to go to our motherland. This shit is crazy. You gotta have white approval for everything in white America. So even to go to your own homeland, the white man gotta say it's all right. Or his wicked ass can deny you. And now we have to find other alternatives to get to our homeland. But who is this motherfucker to tell us where we can and cannot go without his approval? He's the same motherfucker who started telling lies. He's the same motherfucker who put the black man against the black woman. The black woman against the black man. The mother against the child. The father against the child. The children against the parents. This is that same wicked motherfucker who lifts our family from trees, goddammit. This is the same wicked motherfucker who's stealing organs of young black boys and young black girls. This is that same wicked motherfucker who has sex with goddamn sheep and dogs and goddamn hamsters and beetles and roaches and rats and mice and lions and bears and tigers. Oh, fucking my. This is the same wicked motherfucker who will kill you without a blink of an eye. Don't matter if you're a damn Catholic, a Protestant, a Muslim, a Jew, an atheist, as long as you're a nigger, this wicked motherfucker will kill you because he's nothing but a goddamn savage, a beast. But you give him names like Neanderthal and European, fuck him. He's the goddamn devil, and he will be nothing more than that, because there is nothing more than that in his wicked ass. Thank you for listening to this week's class. Make sure you tune in next week. Make sure you write black hair on this same black channel at the same black time. Thank you, black family. I love you more than you hate your black self. Black power. Black power, black power. Do we have any callers that pushed the number one? Do we have anybody that called in that has some questions or comments on tonight's bill? If not, we're going to hear the words from our black power general to take us out of here. Power.
First of all, let us begin with Malcolm X, my spiritual big brother and the first great national spokesman of the black movement and the Nation of Islam, and following him, my spiritual father, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and by God's grace and by God's permission, and with nothing to do with Anthony Hilder, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan chose me to be third in that line behind him and Malcolm.
All right.
Yes, it is true. I have been to Mecca all of those times. And It is also true, I did not find what Malcolm found. I have been 7 times, and I found racism among the white Arabs in Mecca so thick until you could cut it with a damn knife. I found ghettos in Mecca. I found that no matter where I went in the world, I found that no matter what the social, political, religious, economic, academic system was, it made no difference.
Yes.
Wherever the black-white dynamic existed, you'll find the white on top, the black on the bottom. I've been to capitalist countries as we are victims of white capitalism. And wherever the black-white dynamic exists, you find the white capitalist on top and the black capitalist on the bottom. If it's a socialist country, you find the white socialist on top and the black socialist on the bottom. If it's a communist country, you find the white communist on top and the black communist on the bottom. If it's a Christian country, you find the white Christian on top and the black Christian on the bottom. If it's a so-called Jew country, you find the white Jew on top and the black Jew on the bottom. Yes, I've been to Mecca, and where the black-white dynamic exists, you find a white Muslim on top, and God damn it, you find a black Muslim on the bottom. It makes no difference what the system is. Wherever the black-white dynamic exists, you find the black on the bottom and the white on top. Some of you say it's a class system. If it's a class system, then you'll find the white man as the upper class, and you'll find the black man and woman as the lower class. No, I didn't find what my spiritual big brother Malcolm found in Mecca. I found racism in Mecca, and I've found it everywhere I've gone throughout the face of the planet Earth, 196,940,000 square miles. I found it everywhere I went. Now, listen to this damn fool. Talk about the Ford Foundation. You read yourself, cracker. I was going to school, a young boy, considered what was called an advanced or an accelerated student, a gifted student, from preschool all the way up through elementary. They clocked us, pulled us together, about 29 of us, kept us together. We keep up with each other to this very day, and none of them are on the payroll of the crackers of the New World Order, or the Trilateral Commission. None of them are on the payroll of the Rockefeller Foundation. None of them are on the payroll of the Ford Foundation. We all keep up with each other today. They didn't mix anybody with us. These were black elders over us. We were their pride and joy. And so based on our test scores and based on our performance, Harvard, Yale, and Columbia, I ain't had nothing to do with no skull and crossbone fool. That's your thing, getting naked and laying down in caskets and stuff. That ain't my thing. Been in no damn casket naked. What the hell I look like in a casket naked? Damn mind. This cracker should be on Comic View with Miss Laura or somebody. They're in a casket naked. He's probably looking at this handsome, bald headed black man wishing he could get in a casket with me. No, cracker. Support Mandela. That lets you know how dumb the cracker is. November 29th, 1993, King College. That's one of the main things that rocked and shook the foundation of the world. I said that I did not support Mandela. I said I don't agree with Mandela. I said I believe that Mandela is one of the weakest ever to be in any leadership position over black people. But the cracker's a dumb cracker. A dumb devil knows no better. I said that day that if we were going to give white folks, after they have murdered our black men, women, children, and babies, and the Oppenheimers and the De Beers and others have robbed our diamond mine, we can't even wear a watch or a ring or sisters a necklace or a bracelet. We call it jewelry, but it's really jewelry.
All right.
Jewelry. As they steal all over. That's why they call Rubenstein and Goldstein and Silverstein, because they're stealing gold and silver and rubies all over the earth.
Yes,
for Mandela to have a truth commission,
yeah,
and give them executive clemency,
yes,
and pardon before they even go to court.
Yeah.
He could forgive F.W. de Klerk.
Yeah.
He could forgive John Foster. He could forgive the no good dirty bastards of South Africa, but he couldn't forgive Winnie Mandela, who stayed with him for 27 long years. What more does a black woman have to do? What more does a black woman have to do? It was Winnie Mandela, a true revolutionary. He tried to attack a star. He tried to attack the pyramids. He attempts to detract from us and attack our great accomplishments as we gave civilization to the world and all of the sciences and disciplines to the world. And now he attacks our heroes and our sheroes and comes right up in our face and disrespects us. I said, if we're going to be merciful, we give them 24 hours in South Africa to get out of town by sundown. I say, if they don't get out of town, we kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the cripple, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all. Little innocent blue-eyed babies, because God damn it, they're gonna grow up one day to rule your babies. Kill them now. Why kill the women in South Africa? I said kill the women because the women are the military manufacturing center, and every 9 months they lay down on their backs and reinforcement rolls out from between their legs. So shut down the military manufacturing center by killing the white woman. Why kill the elder crackers? The old crepit crackers in South Africa. How in the hell you think they got old? They got old oppressing and killing black people.
Yes, sir.
I say, kill a cripple, kill a elephant, kill all godfather. Kill them all. Kill the faggots, kill the lesbians. And after you kill them all, I said that day about Mandela to let you know what he really knows about me. Don't know a damn thing. I said, then you go to the goddamn grave and dig them up and kill them a goddamn gear because they didn't die hard enough. And if you don't have the strength to dig them up after you've done all that work, just go to the grave and shoot in the damn grave. Kill them again because they didn't die hard enough. I don't have no respect for Mandela. The so-called Jews had their Nuremberg trial. They tried Nazi war criminals for war crimes. Where our Johannesburg trial? If they had Nuremberg, where our Johannesburg trial? Where we try war criminals and give them justice. Justice, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches, is the reward for good and the punishment for evil. Let me see what else this no good cracker said. I got his notes here. Damn fool. Hey, I'm going off to school to Harvard, Yale, and Columbia. They're financing me for revolution. I wish they'd give me some guns. Brothers and sisters, I have proven to you beyond any reasonable shadow of doubt.
Yes, sir.
The evidence has shown.
Yes,